Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight stories that celebrate the histories of our unique places. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Lake Metigosh. I live on Turtle Mountain, straddling the international border with nearly 1,600 acres of pure beauty surrounding me. I'm Lake Metigosh, or as the Americans say, Lake Metigoshi. I'm the largest body of water on Turtle Mountain, but only about 60 acres of my lake is on the Canadian side. The rolling bushland surrounding me was settled by the Métis after 1908. Their hunting and trapping lifestyles suited the landscape of Turtle Mountain perfectly. European settlers considered this area undesirable as farming land. Little did they know what a recreational paradise I was going to be. The farming settlers of Deloraine on the Manitoba side and Bottineau on the North Dakota side eventually did see the promise of a great recreational hotspot, but the Canadian side was to be developed only after the Americans took the lead. I was originally named Fish Lake and then renamed Lake Farquhar. James Dawson, one of the earliest trapper traders in the area, finally called me Metigoshi from the Chippewa phrase Metigoshi Washagum, which means clear lake surrounded by oak trees. And oak trees I have, as well as six wooded islands ranging in size from a half acre to 27 acres. Old James Dawson was the first to capitalize on my recreation qualities. As early as 1889, he offered boats for hire. Soon hotels were built to cater to vacationers, the first being Lakeview House, built in 1890 on the west side. It boasted 23 rooms and a sailboat, the May Queen. Half a dozen cottages were built around the hotel with a large barn to keep guests' horses. In 1899, Lake Central House Hotel was built on my east shore, surrounded by 65 acres of surveyed and plotted properties for summer homes. The hotel restaurant could seat 50, or the tables could be cleared to make room for an evening dance. A bathhouse was built on a nearby beach, and bathing suits were available for rent. The development of recreational activities on the Canadian side of the lake was nearly 20 years behind the Americans. In 1908, Deloraine merchant Samuel Colquhoun and Deloraine pharmacist Charles Hasselfield cleared the first campsites north of the border, and soon more local folks joined them. In 1909, back on the south side, a long-distance telephone line was installed, and the road from Bottineau was widened and graded. Stage coaches, horse teams, and automobiles passed daily along the road, and the mail was delivered three times a week to my two post offices, Washagum Post Office on my west shore and Metigoshi Post Office on my east. From there, tourism boomed, and many, many families enjoyed sunbathing on my beaches, fishing from my shoreline, and hiking through the woods that surround me. Some folks got pretty creative. I remember back in the 1940s, a fellow named Happy Armstrong. He had a place on the American side where he would sell gas and minnows. He gave boat rides all over the lake with his great big motor boat, big enough for 10 to 12 people. On the side of the boat, he painted, "Rides to Canada, 25 cents. Well, gas was clearly much cheaper back then. I adapted Lake Metigoshi from a story in Vantage Points 3. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Sears Plains Heritage Association by visiting their website, vantagepoints.ca. To hear past stories in the Vantage Points series, please go to Discover Westman's community page. On behalf of the Turtle Mountain Sears Plains Heritage Association, I'm Betty Sawatsky. See you later.